message.
Let's talk about a concept that is as elusive as that last slice of pizza at a party, putting yourself first. Now I know what you're thinking. That's so selfish. Well, okay, if taking care of yourself is selfish, then call me selfish and pass the remote because I'm about to binge watch me some self-care. Now, we've all been on airplanes, we know how that goes. In case of an emergency, put your oxygen mask on first before assisting others. Now notice, they don't say, make sure everyone else is breathing comfortably while you turn blue. Why? Because you're no good to anyone if you are gasping for air like some fish out of water. Putting yourself first is not about ignoring other people, my friends. It's about ensuring that you are in the best shape to help them. Think of it as charging your phone. Now, you wouldn't expect your phone to run on a 1% battery, so why do you expect yourself to function on empty? You know, as the saying goes, you can't pour from an empty cup. Okay, some might argue that prioritizing yourself feels wrong, but consider this. When you take care of your own needs, you are better equipped to handle life's curveballs. You're more patient, more energetic, and let's face it, more pleasant to be around. It's like the difference between dealing with a well-rested toddler and one who's missed their nap again. It's night and day. By putting ourselves first, we're not just benefiting ourselves. We're enhancing our relationships, our work, and our overall quality of life. It's about recognizing that our well-being is a priority. It's not an afterthought. So, the next time you feel guilty about taking time for yourself, remember, even superheroes need a day off. I mean, after all, even Batman probably enjoys a bubble bath now and then. Prioritize yourself, recharge those batteries, and watch as everything just begins to fall into place.